Welcome to a brand new episode of The Kickout. I go by the name of Ryan Skillett. I have my co-host here with me. First, to my left, he's now a new GP member. Shout out to the Gorilla Position Podcast, who has recruited.
Big up.
WrestleManiac UK, Mex.
What's up, people? Mex, the WrestleManiac.
How
finally,
you feeling?
Again, I feel good to be back
reporting
on Kickout.
Yeah, so. I feel like that's been lost in the shuffle that you are originally one of the, you are a Kickout member, before Rest, shout out to Rest Things Podcast as well. Even though I do kind of see you as a Rest Things Podcast member before you even officially joined them. And then, and now you now become one of the GP brothers, which I'm happy to have you part of our family.
Thank you.
You debut this Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Spoiler alert. Take that, James.
yeah. Gonna get my opinions out on the airwaves to people. But yeah, it's been a long time since we've done Kickout stuff together.
Yeah.
Like away from, you know, Zoom and whatever. So
now, good to be here. Yeah, thank you so much, man. Good to have you on the show. Shout outs to my GP sister, the first lady of Kickout Podcast. Probably one of the first ladies of wrestling podcasting in general. I think she was, I don't remember a lot of people doing it before I saw Tay doing it. Shout outs to my homegirl Tay.
Whoop, whoop.
Hey man, you're a bit close. If you can get closer to the mic.
You're
very humble today, you know. How are you, Tay? It's been a while. You haven't been on the show for a while.
I've been busy, but I'm back.
So. And better than ever.
Damn right.
Eric Bish.
This next co-host is a rapper from the legendary Freshest Rap Group UK. Very talented brother, knows his wrestling knowledge. Very approachable, very nice, very easy. And some girls will say, very easy on the eye. Shout out to Zeus.
I love how you swear me. Like, right, okay. I'm there thinking of all my mega power spill and a man just got me in the feels like that. But yes, Scandu's the hip-hop original, one third of the mega powers.
Yes, I was going to say, please plug the mega powers podcast.
Alongside DJ Magic J and Sire.
And Sire, man. I saw Sire the other day. Sorry to cut you.
Yeah.
I saw him in a nightclub in Brixton.
Okay.
With some baddie.
Ooh.
I was like, yo, Sire.
Okay.
I gave him a high five.
Yeah.
Did the mega powers thing. But yeah, shout out to Sire.
Anyway. Sire seems to be easier on I.
Yeah.
If he's pulling them baddies.
He's a good looking guy. We need to get him on the show for sure. We'll do a special mega powers crossover episode for sure.
That'd be amazing, man. And yeah, so we put out regular content, interviews and vlogs. And that's, yeah.
All right.
Mega powers.
And we have a special guest. A very talented brother. He's a musician. He's a producer. He makes his own beats. He's collaborated with me. He's collaborated with loads of wrestlers in the scene. Like, off the top of the head, I think you've made beats for Mickey James, Nick Aldis. You made a theme song for Enzo Amore. And there's lots more. Brian Cage from AEW. His name is Zahir. Shout out to Zahir.
Big up. Thanks for having me, man. Nice. I wanted to see how much of my discography you knew, so I was quiet.
You've done stuff with Genesis Elijah?
I've done some stuff, man. Long time listener, first time guest.
Yes, you are.
I like long walks on the beach and all that sort of fun stuff. But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to today, man.
You and I had a really good experience back in, I would say, October? November?
November.
We were at a Progress show. You and I did a theme song for the wrestler Warren Banks, who had his last show, and we walked him down. Well, I walked him down to the ring with our song. That was a great moment, man. How's things going with that? How's things going with music, man? What are you working on now?
Yeah, it's good, man. I can't tell you what.
Yeah, I know. I know you can't.
I said you a little something.
There's a few things that I've been working on.
But yeah, it's just been like, we'll talk about it. Like, I've been a pro wrestling fan since I was like 8 years old. I've loved music since. And it's only like over the last few years I've decided to like put the two passions together. Yeah. And it's probably the best thing I ever did, man. I'm having a blast.
And
so.
You're doing really well, man. Your stuff's,
man,
getting out there in the States. You know, Brian Cage has come out to the theme song that you created for him every time he comes out to the AEW ring. There's a lot of stuff that's happening we can't talk about, but I'm very excited for you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Seeing that you are a massive wrestling enthusiast and a music enthusiast, who were your guys growing up, music-wise and wrestling-wise?
So in terms of wrestling, it was people like Shawn Michaels. Mm-hmm. I think he's the one that... it's probably the guy that got me into it because, you know, the flashy clothes and the flashy entrance and stuff. And it's like one of those things where it was at that age for me where I was like interested. So, you know, like the people before me, it was like Warrior and Hogan and the fancy colours.
Yeah.
I was probably a little bit shook of Undertaker back then, so he's probably not my favourite. But, you know, the sexy boy and stuff, that was kind of cool. So, yeah, it was people like that at that time. Razor Ramon, basically like the clique.
So you,
I used to be like 1, 2, 3 kids.
Era,
yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That was kind of my time when I got into wrestling. WrestleMania 12 was my first one that I watched. Oh, okay. I remember that. So, yeah.
Piper and Goldust.
Yeah, that was the highlight.
That was the highlight. Well, yeah. That and Iron Man match, but yeah, and maybe.
Didn't
Diesel Taker had a good match?
Yeah, is that when Warrior squashed Triple H yeah.
in like 12 seconds? I'm conflicted about that Mania. But and what about music? Who was your guys growing up?
It was like Dr. Dre, man. I got up into gangster rap.
Yeah,
that chronic, was it. Chronic, so like yeah. So my brother was a big fan of like. So I had two brothers. One loved hip hop and R&B, and one that liked jungle and techno. Thankfully, I'm a hip hop producer. Imagine I'd be. We'd have to keep changing his color, man. It'd have to like be fluorescent. And, yeah, strobe lights. So, yeah. So like Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, all those sort of people. Stuff that an 8-year-old shouldn't probably be listening to be perfectly honest.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah. I think we've all been there with that.
Of course.
Music and wrestling. All right. Let's talk about wrestling, man. Let's talk about the events of this week. Obviously, off the back of the big news that The Rock was interrupting Cody's story. It looked like last week on SmackDown, Rock comes in, tells Cody to stay. Was it SmackDown? Was that Raw?
Yeah.
That was SmackDown, wasn't it?
SmackDown.
Gives Cody a hug, whispers something in his ear. Cody smiles. You're like, what's this about? And then it looks like Cody's taking a back seat to The Rock. So The Rock will face Roman, which got loads of backlash over the internet. A lot of we want Cody chance, a lot of Rocky sock chance that happened on Raw. Max, when you first found out that this might possibly happen in that The Rock is taking now Cody's spot like he did with CM Punk, prior and so many other wrestlers legends has done to other wrestling legends, what did you think of that?
I didn't want to jump and make the assumption that this is going to happen, but I was just left absolutely spun. I think after that was the last segment of SmackDown, and I remember just not moving after the TV finished. Like I just sat there like thinking, nah, like this can't happen,
right?
This there's no way it can happen. Like many, I want The Rock versus Roman. Yep. I definitely want to see that. But I don't want to see it at the expense of the story of what we've got right now with Cody and stuff. So, yeah, I didn't know how to feel. Obviously, they had already started promoting this press conference that happened later on in the week. So, I was just like, well, let's just wait and see. We're still about 8 weeks out from Mania.
Yeah,
anything can happen. But
we're gonna get into the press conference. But Tay, I'm interested about what you felt, because your favorite, the person that got you into wrestling, was The Rock, and your guy right now is Roman Reigns. So for you, that's the ultimate dream match.
It's the ultimate match.
Yeah. So, but obviously, you also being an avid wrestling fan, and you also seeing things that they've done with Daniel Bryan and all that. What did you think? Were you conflicted, or were you just like, nah, forget Cody?
No, I wasn't even conflicted, because when you've got someone like The Rock comes in and The Rock gets what he wants, because The Rock is The Rock. Mm. But then when he comes in and it's kind of like, there is a really good storyline here, it's going places, and this is what wrestling fans want. It works. It's one of the storylines that are working right now.
Yeah.
And then Rock comes in and you're like, Rock is always going to draw fans. He's always going to draw money. And that's what they're going to see straight away. But we want to see the storyline play out. Yeah. It's like the Bloodline story. You want to see that finish. This story, you want to see that finish. And then to come in and just be like, actually, we're just going to throw The Rock in there. As much as I want to see it, I don't want to see it right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And Scam, we would be hypocritical as wrestling fans, right? To kick up a fuss about any other storyline that doesn't play out as it should, and then all of a sudden be like, actually, we get this one, because it's. I mean, how did you feel about it? Did you think the same way?
Yeah, I was like I said, it was one of those things. It was on the table for last year and it didn't happen last year, and they're kind of trying to shoehorn it into Mania 40, and obviously due to the fans overwhelming backlash, you know, they don't want that right now, and maybe that's gonna have to get put on the back burner for 41 now. But
are you convinced that this was a plan set by WWE to make us think that Rock was taking his spot, but they were always going to go with Cody and Reigns? Or do you think things change after the reaction to The Rock?
Do you know what? I'm always been a trust the process kind of guy. And it's kind of the thing, like The Rock's from Hollywood. So you get your take one, your take two, your take three. And whatever's the final take is what we see on the big screen. We don't know what happened in take one. Take one might have been a bunch of BS. Mm. So we don't really have that luxury in wrestling.
Yeah.
So sometimes they kind of like, they trial things, and if it don't work out, then we move to the second idea. And that's kind of the vibe that I've got from this.
Do you agree with Scans?
Yeah, I was going to say, funny enough, The Rock, you just reminded me, The Rock said when he fought Austin, in his Hollywood Rock phrase, he was like, you know, no one remembers Act 1, Act 2. All that people remember is Act 3. Mm. And that's always going to be something. So however we get there, you know what WWE are like with their multi-billion pound empire, and they do like the best video packages. So yeah, that's always going to be the key in terms of the content. So I think that was quite interesting that it went down that route.
I mean, there was an interview where The Rock had, I can't remember what podcast he was on. He was on somebody's podcast, and he did say back in January that he's looking to face Roman Reigns at Mania 41. And he also did say that these things need to take time. I'm a slow burn type of guy. I don't want to rush into things. I agree with Mex, where I know why Mex is chuckling.
I'm just hearing Mex go.
No, because the reason why, I feel like we know how some things with WWE, they've made a lot of these errors before in the past. We kind of know that The Rock did try and do something with DC, where he could try to assert his authority and become the main man of DC, and that didn't work. Kind of similar with Fast and Furious. I mean, it did work with Fast and Furious, but I just feel like he probably, I don't know, something happened, they panicked, and they just assumed, let's do Rock and Reigns, and people will love it, and then now they're changing their mind. But they've done a great...
I mean, we can't negate the fact of all the Vince McMahon stuff, and that's probably why they pushed Rock and Reigns to
people could talk about
WWE about something else. Different. Exactly.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I don't know, The Rock might be a bit selfish. Some of the rumors from last year as to why they didn't get Rock and Roman done last year was because, again, Black Adam was failing.
Yeah.
He wanted to come in and he wanted to beat Roman for the WWE Championship and use it as a means to kind of help cross promote Black Adam. And funny enough, Vince and Nick Khan said no. Like, Roman's our guy right now, innit? So I don't know what I believe in terms of he wants to face Roman, fair enough, but he knows he has to be in the condition to do it and where he wants to do it, etc., etc. But I mean, that whole story's turned on its head. Obviously, we'll talk about the press conference, but it's all turned on its head since that episode of SmackDown anyway.
Well, let's talk about the press conference. I mean, I don't think this is the first time WWE's done anything like this. They have done press conferences building up to Mania in the past. You know, the legendary one back in WrestleMania 8 with Flair and Macho and Hogan and Hogan and Sid. They did a legendary one with Shawn and Austin building up to WrestleMania 13. So we have seen press conferences before, but this was on another scale, man. This was like must-see TV. It was like a global event. Loads of people tuned in. It felt very big, like a Marvel reveal of a new movie, UFC, whatever. It felt really big. But
they got 3,000 people in the door, and they said they were disappointed. They expected more to come.
3,000 is a disappointment.
Yeah, and that's like, I'm not, no shade when I say this, but AEW right now are struggling to get 3,000 people to come and watch actual wrestling.
Yeah, I mean.
And they got 3,000 people in the door to watch 20 minutes press conference. No shades. No shades. I love AEW. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And, you know, this kicked off with Triple H making an announcement. Are you ready? The crowd was buzzing. A lot of press. A lot of Hollywood media. And then Bianca Belair did a promo. She's got a good reaction. Do you think they're going to push the trigger with Bianca and Jade at Mania, or is that going to be something? I'm going to go to you, Tay, because you're a woman.
Thank you.
I was
waiting
for that. In case anyone didn't know. I always do this to Tay. It's a joke, guys. I'm not sexist. But do you think, is it too early for Bianca and Jade?
I think it's too early.
Yeah.
It's too early for that. I'd like to see them just crossing paths throughout the year, like in and out, and then next year Royal Rumble, start that. Or even before that, Survivor Series, start them two going head to head. And then we get that at the next WrestleMania.
So they need to do the Sabu Taz scan. Is that what they need to do when Sabu and Taz had that 1 year build up?
Yeah, I believe so. I reckon they'll probably be featuring like a tag match with Nia Jax or somebody, you know, just so we can get that WrestleMania spot of her slamming Nia Jax. And just ease her in like they eased in Ronda Rousey at that Mania. You know, that's what I feel the direction could be.
Well, obviously, Bianca Belair's got the new show with Montez Ford on E?
Hulu.
And Hulu. What's it called? Love and
WWE.
Love and WWE.
But it's on Disney Plus in this country.
Oh, is it? Yeah. That's interesting. So obviously that was one of the main reasons why she was out there making an announcement. She didn't really talk about any opponents or anything, but she just said that she's the EST and whatnot. No Bailey. No Bailey making announcements. You know, she's got a title shot against Io. Mm. But we had the face-off between Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley. So that's, yeah, because Bailey chose Io.
But
why did Becky get the shot for Rhea?
She hasn't. And that's the one thing I didn't like. It looks like they're going to do Nia Jax and Rhea Ripley in Australia at Elimination Chamber. But they've basically
just given away.
Yeah.
They've always going to happen.
Yeah, and I don't think they've done good work with Nia. And I think Nia's done good work since she's been back. So to just kind of dismiss her like that. She should have at least come out and like beating up Becky on stage. Like, what are you doing? I'll be the person you're facing or something.
All right, let's talk about what we were here to talk about. The main part of this press conference. Seth Rollins comes out with his beautiful green suit. Looking at Ted DiBiase from the old days. And he cuts a promo about him being the champion and him wanting to face Cody. Calls out Cody to come meet him at the conference. And then Roman Reigns' music hits. Reigns comes out and was just kind of belittling Seth. You know, saying you're wearing your wife's shoes. You don't matter. You're the second show. What are you doing here? Nobody cares about you. Yada, yada, yada. Seth and him go back and forth. Then The Rock comes out to a chorus of mixed reaction. Some cheered for The Rock. A lot of people booed for The Rock. We want Cody chance. Rocky suck chance. And The Rock grabs the mic. And I think this is probably the most unique way to turn somebody heel. What do you guys reckon? I think this was a subtle heel turn. Because you know me at my big age. I've been watching wrestling since I was a kid. But even when I was watching it, I was thinking, is this a heel turn or is he actually genuinely in delusion? And he's like, you guys are going to like it no matter what you want. Like, I didn't know. Do you get what I mean? I couldn't tell if he was actually being
the verbiage was heelish.
Yeah, like, I'm like, are you just a fool? Like, are you just like, are you just going to ignore the crowd regardless? It's only when, for me, we'll get into it, but there's a part is when I really understood, okay, this is a heel turn. But so when he was on the mic and he was all like, look at my Samoan family, and he had the screen the up with the Samoan family tree, and he's got all these legendary Samoan wrestlers or people who are married to the Samoan family, and you know, it's beautiful, it was great. And like at the time I was thinking, no man, like he's just gonna ignore everything, and he's still I was convinced he's gonna still go through with his main event, and it doesn't matter what people think about the whole Cody situation. And then it's only when so then he daps Roman Reigns, says, this is going to be the biggest match in WrestleMania history, WrestleMania 40, and it's going to be something bound in blood. And he daps Roman Reigns, and that's when Cody goes, this is bullshit. But even then, when he said it was bullshit, I didn't still think Rock turned heel. I was just like, oh, this is interesting. And then Cody's coming out, and he says, I'm going to challenge you, Roman Reigns, at WrestleMania 40. The crowd goes crazy. And when Cody says that your family will be ashamed of you, to Reigns,
your grandfather
and your grandfather, both grandfathers will be ashamed of Rock and Reigns. It's when The Rock went closer, that's when I realised, this is a heel turn. What do you guys think of this? I'm going to go to you first here. The Rock turning heel in this press conference, and what do you think is going to happen?
I personally like The Rock as a heel, we were talking about earlier, corporate Rock. He's technically corporate Rock. He's like the head of corporation.
He's
legitimate. So I think WWE always like to lean into that heel authority figure. So everyone obviously know him being a majority shareholder and obviously the negative reaction he's got. But if you look at some of the stuff he's been posting on socials, he's still like, you know, it's great, good engagement. I love the passion. But I think there comes a time when he's kind of realizing he knows what's best for business, for lack of a better term. That's another heel thing, heel authority thing. He knows what's best for business. And I think also, I do feel like he's got a fragile ego because he had a terrible year last year.
Yeah.
So I think the idea of him being out in front of a crowd, being booed relentlessly, he didn't want that as well. Okay. So I think it's the right match to make, whether obviously there was a bit of a backpedal, which you can kind of argue, but it makes sense. It is the big match. And I'm looking forward to a heel Rock. I like this version of him. I don't know if you saw how he acted towards like Triple H post thingy. I was like, I like this guy. Finally, I like this guy. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how far they kind of delve into it. I think he's going to have a lot more fun with it as well.
I mean, when Rock, I'll come to you again, when Rock subtly just said, it doesn't matter what you think. He didn't even do it nursery rhyme wise, or it doesn't matter. He's just so subtle and dark, and he looked so vicious and menacing. And he looked superior to Reigns. I'm going to say it, man. Like, even like, he's the real head of the table, obviously, real, in real life. But is this a good thing? Is this gonna make Reigns look strong? Whatever happens here,
I think eventually we might be sowing the seeds of a face Roman Reigns. Now.
Yeah, of course.
And it the way he just came out, and he kind of like son Roman Reigns. You know, Roman Reigns looked like the little homie, yeah. Like in the background.
Roman Reigns looked like he went and called his big cousin.
Yeah. And I don't know if you noticed little subtle things like. Roman came out in a tracksuit. Yeah. Like, you know, he didn't look dressed like he was the head of the table, you know, for a big press conference, you know. So it kind of allowed, like, when Rock came out, biceps out, looking super wedge, he was like, all right, cool, this is the man right now, you know. So for me personally, it feels like it naturally makes sense.
Yeah.
Whereas if they'd have went with Rock versus Roman, it was like it was being shoehorned in. So to me, I'm here for the journey, bro. I'm enjoying it. I think it's dope, and yeah, I think it's brilliant where it's going.
Did what Cody said to The Rock, did that warrant a slap?
Of course not. Of course not. But it's Cody, innit? Like, Cody's not going to say something so bad. I just don't think it's in his nature.
Yeah.
But he could have said something worse. I really think like he should have.
Yeah.
For The Rock to stand. The Rock had to do something to be like, this is my heel turn.
Yeah, 100%. Everyone recognized 100%. It. And The Rock swearing, all that. Seth did brilliant going back and forth with The Rock. Said, this is bullshit. And The Rock was like, get fucking talk about my family again. The hair was referring to when The Rock saw Triple H after the press conference melee, and Triple H was having an interview, and The Rock was like, you got to sort that out. Sort him out right now. And then Triple H was like, you were out of line. He goes, I wasn't out of line. He was out of line. He talked to me like that again. I was smacking his fucking teeth out. Rock Reigns together as a new power trip. How are you feeling about it?
Two-man power trip, boy. This could be a way to make that world heavyweight title feel something. Because obviously now Seth has involved himself somewhat.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look like this is going to happen. But if they had if Roman retained at WrestleMania, Rock somewhere along the line beat Seth Rollins for the world heavyweight title. All of a sudden, this belt we've been calling a secondary title for a year means something. Because The Rock has it. I'm not so convinced. Like, okay, he's definitely acting heelish. I just think right now it's just more of a character turn in terms of you disrespecting my family. Like, and I'm just not having that. As opposed to this is a straight up heel turn.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not your typical bait, obvious heel turn. But yeah. I think it's slowly going to mechanical.
Maybe.
Yeah.
The other thought I had, especially after the Triple H segment, is The Rock turning into Mr. Johnson, like a la Mr. McMahon?
Yeah, I think
because he's in the boardroom now.
I think so.
Like, is he going to now be this, not necessarily on TV every week and, you know, the extent of the Mr. McMahon character, but like, are we going to get, like, for a better use of word, a prick of a board member that's now affecting stuff below? Like you said, might then affect Roman, make Roman, you know.
And you know who's going to be the new Stephanie? Turn.
Who?
His daughter, Ava.
Oh, that's a good shout. She's already a
general manager, so she's got some sort of authority in the company. That's why they brought up the Samoan family tree. Yeah,
there you go.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you're absolutely right. Rock won't have the time to do it week in, week out, but you have the daughter there that can do his, you know, do his bidding for him. And so it's an exciting time. It's going to be very interesting. I think we're all in agreement this is going to lead up to a one-on-one match of between the two, Reigns and The Rock at WrestleMania 41.
I guess so. I think there's still room to do it this year. I'm a big advocate for the women always getting one night main event, but they've kind of moved away from that in recent years. But they can still maybe find a way to do Rock Roman night one.
I think the smart thing to do, because it helps, because Cody's the megastar. Mm. Yeah, Cody's the face of the company now. He is. He's the new Cena. So to have that, really stamp that, and everyone gets behind Cody, Cody has to beat Reigns on a one-on-one match. No other night one, night two, just this. This sets up the Raw after Mania where The Rock and Reigns, hopefully, this is why I'm hoping, have a disagreement or whatnot. Reigns has long needed a rest. Mm. You know, he's not, he's, you know, he's, he beat leukemia, but he's still not, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's,
yeah.
He's doing what he can, but he can't do all the dates. He might need a long-term rest, go away from the show, come back at the end of the year as a face, facing off against The Rock.
Yeah. I guess
that's what I think.
There's been talks
be
of a tag team match as well between like Cody and Seth versus Rock and Roman.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
That could be like a night one, and then on night two, both of the titles are defended.
Whatever happens is exciting, man. This is a good time to be a wrestling fan. I think we're embarking in a new golden era. The whole of the internet was talking about this, so it's great times, man. We'll see what happens. On SmackDown, Triple H asserted his authority following the WrestleMania kickoff press conference. And kind of was sending shots to The Rock, saying that you don't really run things here like you used to. Scan, what do you think they're doing with this? Is this also going to be part of... Because I know Rock and Triple H always want to do one more match, but I know Triple H ain't going to wrestle again, but... Do you think there's going to be more conflict between The Rock and Triple H as well with this storyline?
They know it's money. Yeah. And like you said earlier, man, if it's box office, then they're going to run with it, you know? And I think, to be honest with you, it's not like Logan Paul, man. I don't think The Rock is actually fussed if he's a heel or a face.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what gets the clicks, then that's where he's running, man. And so, yeah, we will get Rock and Triple H, definitely.
Okay, interesting. All right, let's talk about SmackDown. Did you guys enjoy SmackDown?
That's all right.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good show. I mean, we're waiting to hear what Triple H said. Obviously, Paul Heyman's segment with Triple H as well, saying that Roman and Rock are going to be on the show next week.
Yes.
Now everyone's going to wait for next week's SmackDown to see that.
I think when I noticed that, I fell asleep.
You got what you wanted.
Yeah, I was like, oh, they're not going to be on the show. Okay.
Yeah.
But I did watch it back. I know that like, Triple H and Nick Aldis and what's my man again? I used to be ringing
Adam Pearce.
Adam Pearce. They did an Elimination Chamber gauntlet. Drew McIntyre qualifying matches. Drew McIntyre versus AJ Styles. LA Knight cost AJ Styles his position to be in the Elimination Chamber. So we're assuming AJ and LA will go to Mania.
I think they're probably gonna have a singles match at Elimination Chamber. Maybe
That won't be a classic.
AJ
don't do classics no more, man.
Collecting his paycheck, isn't
it? He's had classics at WWE, but it's never at Mania.
Yeah, it always falls short at Mania.
Bianca Belair and Michin.
Can I just add something there?
Yeah, of course you
can. What was the WrestleMania? Was it in Orlando recently? 32, 33?
33 was Orlando, Florida.
You know, AJ Styles had a match with Shane McMahon that night.
Yes.
Yeah,
that was 33.
That was 32.
No, it wasn't. 32 was Dallas.
Yeah, I was
32
there.
Was Jericho.
Yeah,
32 was Jericho.
Oh, so who did you mention?
It's Shane McMahon.
Oh shit, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it was 33.
Yeah, that is 33. Yeah.
And we're saying he doesn't do classics, and it wasn't a classic. But it was the highest rated match on that WrestleMania.
That was a very good match. I might have to watch back that match because that match I
can't believe any match involving Shane McMahon is the best of the night, but Meltzer rated it the best match on WrestleMania.
Shane McMahon had, obviously his opponent was Kurt Angle, but Shane Kurt King of the Ring,
I mean,
stole the show. Yeah, that year
I was still in school when that happened.
And to be fair, hold on, wait a minute, yeah King of the Ring, yeah. That stole the show that year.
You see what Shane done at WrestleMania last year?
I know.
Yeah,
but I will say that Shane versus Kurt, that is a classic, I have to say.
It was.
That's
it was.
A classic.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I definitely agree that I think that AJ has it in his locker. He can whip out another classic.
Of course he can. He's got I just want him to do it.
It depends on the opponent.
That's the problem.
Like, he's just comfortable at the moment. I feel like he's being quite complacent. He's just like, I'm just here.
But he's waiting for someone to say that he's washed and he will pull out a classic.
Who has he had? He's had Jericho, he's had Shane McMahon, he's had...
Nakamura. Randy Orton at WrestleMania.
Orton. To be fair, his match with Undertaker, the Boneyard match, was the best
WrestleMania
one.
Yeah. He's ever done. And it wasn't even a match.
It's not a classic, though.
If we're talking about AJ's
good entertainment piece.
If we're talking about AJ's WrestleMania catalog, that's the best.
Yeah, I have to say.
Bianca Belair beat Michin to qualify. Dakota Kai and Bayley had a promo. Do you guys believe Dakota Kai is on Team Bayley's side? Because, you know, she's trying to say she wanted to have, she really enjoyed Damage Control when it was just Io, Dakota, and Bayley. Now that Asuka and Kairi's involved, it's all getting a bit all weird. And then Asuka and Kairi and Io come down to kind of maybe intimidate, attack Bayley, but Dakota Kai gets a chair and chase them away. So do you believe Dakota Kai is actually on Team Bayley's side, or just a ruse where they will just jump her and then it'll be Dakota Kai being the mouthpiece?
Do you know what? This is my theory, or this is what I was hoping for, that obviously they'll gang up on Bayley and Sasha Banks will come to the rescue. But it's looking like Sasha's going somewhere else. So I think they've pivoted and they're going to run with Dakota. Because Bayley needs somebody.
Okay.
That's just my theory.
So here, are you happy to see a Dakota Kai and Bayley team up against...
You know what? I feel like it's a little bit mean girlish, to be honest. Mm. It's like, because they need something over Bayley, Damage Crawl, and they've got nothing right now. She won the Rumble, fair and square.
Yeah.
She cashed in her ticket and she knows better now. So like, how do you infiltrate to kind of manipulate her and then betray her?
Yeah.
That's kind of like the only way to do it. Unless they're going to go down the route where it's 3 versus 3, because there's 3 of them, isn't there? Kyrie Sane.
Oh, so who's who?
Kyrie Sane, Asuka, and there's someone else? Or am I missing?
Yeah, Eosky.
Eosky, so 3 of them. So there still leaves 3 versus 2. So unless they've got someone planned for to be the
Is
third.
There anyone that can help Bayley, Tay, in the women's roster?
You know what? I'm going a different direction. I want Dakota Kai to stay with Damage Control.
Same, man. I think she'd be a great mouthpiece.
As in with the Japanese lot.
Yeah.
No, leave
Bayley. Because Dakota Kai, like, she's really good. But she still needs to go. She needs to go to a higher height.
Mm. And I think she could only do that as a heel, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
And she doesn't need, like, she's done like good work with Bayley.
Yeah.
Bayley can stand on her own all day.
Yeah.
If she goes with Damage Control and she is one of the mouthpieces, that's going to elevate her.
Yeah.
And I think that's where she should.
I think that's where they're going to go.
Yeah.
I think this is all a ruse and Vince Russo style, and she will turn on Bayley. Do you agree,
yeah.
Max?
Yeah, I agree. Probably staying with Damage Control is the better decision. Or than trying to make it out on herself, like, because even when Bayley wins the title, like, what is she gonna be to Bayley? Just like right hand woman, like, it's there's not much there.
Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate defeats DIY for a title shot against Judgment Day.
So we're done with Butcher.
Yeah, good. Yeah, okay. Yeah, this should be good.
Yeah,
it should be a solid match.
These man's first pay per view, yeah. Premier Live event, whatever they call it. So. Deserves. They've been in the system for a long time.
Yeah. And I think they know that because it's an Australian crowd, a lot of Australians will be quite knowledgeable of the British history of wrestling, knows a lot of these guys work in the indies, so they'll probably get a really good reception in Australia.
Very much a black and gold showcase. I thought I really was glad that they had that match because you've got DIY who've kind of been treading water, but they're like together. And then you've got Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate who are brilliant together.
Yeah.
So it was great for them to have a match. Yeah. On that platform.
Yeah.
And Randy Orton defeats Sami Zayn to qualify for the Elimination Chamber. So are we all in belief that Sami Zayn could potentially be the number one contender eventually at Mania against Seth? So obviously after Elimination Chamber is done, then the Elimination Chamber opponent will have to choose Seth, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's not,
that's the stipulation.
So Sami Zayn's not going to get a title shot.
No.
So why are they doing all this stuff like, I'm not Rocky?
At the same time, I like the way, like, so when they put out, like, who's going to be in the Elimination Chamber, they started saying the matches. Like, Drew and AJ, like, on paper, is a good competitive match, although Drew's obviously hotter right now. And then the same with Randy Orton and Sami Zayn. I did think Sami Zayn was going to win just because Sami Zayn has been the person to talk about the World Heavyweight title. And Randy Orton is obviously just still coming back into wrestling from his long-term injury, so at least they're giving us matches that it's not like it feels like it's not a foregone conclusion of, you know, one massive star against a jobber basically. Mm. So yeah, but I don't know what Sami does at WrestleMania now.
Yeah, same. They fix it's him. Gonna be interesting. And I mean, and KO is running around with Logan Paul.
Yeah, well, KO's got his own qualifying match against
at Chamber.
Yeah,
okay.
Who's he wrestling again? Dominic Mysterio next week to see who qualifies for the Chamber.
It's going to be interesting. I'm not sure. It might be Dominic Seth, you know. At Mania. No? Okay.
I like Dominic though. But not, no, don't do that. But I do like Dom.
Speaking of WrestleManias, I'm going to go across. I'm going to ask each of you some questions. Off the top of your head, if I was to ask you, think of any WrestleMania match that, in your opinion, that should have main evented that year that didn't. So it has to be a WrestleMania match that stole the show or was one of your favorites that you feel rightfully deserved the main event slot, but did not receive it. So Zahir, if I go to you first, is there any matches that you watch from WrestleMania and you're like, that should have been the main event?
So there's two that instantly came to my head. So the first one's obviously Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker.
25?
Yeah, I think that one. That's kind of like the given.
Because what main evented that year?
Exactly. Was that I can't remember.
Triple H Orton?
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay.
I think the best thing about that main event was he smashed the glass at the start, which I thought was a sick entrance. But the rest of the match, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But the main one for me was WrestleMania 23. Batista versus Undertaker.
So you think that should have main evented over Cena and Shawn?
And yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I expected to skip that match. I didn't think it was gonna hit at all, and they blew me away. I thought that match was brilliant.
That match was brilliant.
Yeah.
But I also feel the Cena Shawn match was brilliant.
I think it was good, but I don't feel like it was as good in my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. Scan.
For me, off top, I immediately thought of Savage versus Flair at WrestleMania 8. Just because, like, Hogan Justice had that dusty finish and
yeah, that finish
botched
was terrible.
Running.
Yeah, terrible.
Like, to have Savage close a Mania as champ.
And I think that was probably the best match of the night.
Yeah, it had the heat behind it, all of that. So that's the one that immediately sticks out to me, man.
Tay?
So I would say Undertaker Punk. Can't remember what WrestleMania it was. It was in New Jersey.
29. Over Cena and The Rock.
Rock 2. Yeah.
I think you're right. That should have main evented.
That was a really good match.
And I have to say, Punk was brilliant in that match.
Loved it.
That's probably one of Punk's best work. He was absolutely brilliant in that match. And that's because of the drive and anger that he had, because he knew he should have main evented. So he just went in.
And he really should have. Yeah.
Max?
Hell in a Cell, Triple H versus The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, special guest referee.
That didn't main event?
No. That's what a very good shout.
What was the main event that year?
It was the first Rock and Cena.
Once
in a lifetime.
Rock and Cena mash up the thing, bro.
Bruv, that is one of the greatest WrestleMania matches.
Were you there?
No.
Ace was there. Ace lost his voice.
That's
one of
the greatest WrestleMania matches.
Ace went crazy in that match. Okay, so that's your address. So I've got a list here. This is written by who? Andrew Kelly. Mm-hmm. And this is on the Sportster website. And he has ranked his 10. He's got 10 matches that he said should have main evented. Who mentioned Warrior Savage? No one did. No. So WrestleMania 7, Warrior Savage. That should have main evented over Sergeant Slaughter Hogan.
That's true. I agree.
Because the stakes were higher in that match. No, that was supposed to be Savage's retirement match. Mm. So that was supposed to be Savage's last match. That was when the ending, like you just mentioned, when after he lost, Sister Sherry attacked Savage and Elizabeth
came
down, and obviously they had a divorce at the time. Elizabeth come out the crowd, mashed up Sister Sherry, and then they cried and people in the crowd were crying. That is a great answer. That should have made event that major, because nobody remembers Slaughter Hogan.
No
remembers that. Sorry, no offense to you, Hogan. Zahir mentions Shawn Michaels Undertaker. That's on the list here. That's number 9. WrestleMania 25, that should have main evented ahead of Triple H Orton. Daniel Bryan, Kofi Kingston, WrestleMania 35. I do agree.
Ahead of what?
The women's triple threat. That, you know what? I was there. I'm going to be honest. I was there live.
No, that match was brilliant, yeah. But wasn't that whole WrestleMania built around the fact that the women were going to main event
it? That is correct. But you have to remember the organic booking.
I know they pushed Charlotte
Kofi
in there.
Kofi Mania.
Yeah.
Right? I was there live, Max, yeah, and I'm telling you right now,
it was on fire.
That was the match everybody wanted to see. And after the match was done, everybody was tired. Everybody didn't care anymore. There were people sleeping at Kurt Angle's last match against Corbin. Like, there was people.
I would get to sleep.
Kay, now you were there. Kay, are you there?
Yeah, I got madness.
Bro, Kay was there, bro. We were there, and there was like people behind us sleeping. Sleeping during the main event of the match.
Smoking weed as well.
Yeah. Bro,
that was the notorious 7-hour WrestleMania,
yeah,
though, wasn't
it? And that's where after that they started doing two shows.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Trust me when I say, Bryan and Kofi should have main evented that year. And obviously it was a monumental moment for women to main event. That was brilliant. But they did mess it up with Charlotte being in the match.
Yeah, I'm not saying that they shouldn't. I felt like it was the better match. 100%. Yeah. It's just the fact that from early doors, they said it was for the women. So
I get you.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Becky was the biggest star though at that time. She was probably one of the biggest.
Yeah, she was the biggest star. Yeah.
And then you got Rousey as well.
But they messed it up with my short Charlotte.
Yeah.
who mentioned Punk? Hey, no, you did.
Punk.
No,
yeah, I did.
You did. Punk Undertaker. And Undertaker's on this list as number seven, ahead of Rock and Cena. Diesel and Shawn Michaels in WrestleMania 11, that would have been ahead of LT and Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, it was a better match.
Yeah.
But I guess, like you just, I guess what Max's point is saying is, so I guess what you're saying is the fact that stuff is built around it.
Yeah.
So LT and Bigelow was also built around it. So yes, with the women, I understand your point too. Rock Hogan, WrestleMania 18 over that should have been the main event. Everybody, I think everybody here probably thinks that that was the main event.
Yeah.
What was the main event? That Jericho, was Jericho Triple and Triple H. Yeah,
that
yeah,
match
yeah.
was boring Tarate.
Oh my god.
you can hear a fart. It was you can hear a pin drop in that
Rock
arena.
Rock Hogan was iconic, bro. Mm.
Who mentioned Scan mentioned Flair and Savage, WrestleMania 8, that's number 4 on the list, ahead of Hogan and Justice. Yokozuna left over though.
Over
ahead
what?
Of Brett and Yokozuna.
No, that's
so it, me, although other matches like Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon.
Which was, the ladder match.
That was it. And Owen Hart, Bret Hart on the same Mania. That Owen Hart, Bret Hart match was one of my favourite WrestleMania matches. Would have been suited for the main event. There is little doubt that it would have been Yokozuna versus Lex Luger in the main event of night one if they did the night one and Yokozuna and Bret on night two. I don't know what his point is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. You just went a bit far-fetched there. Zahir's answer is number 2. Batista versus Undertaker, WrestleMania 23, ahead of Cena and Shawn Michaels. Cena and Shawn Michaels, yeah. And number 1, this is strange, WrestleMania 32, main event, ahead of Roman Reigns and Triple H, should have been Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, and Sasha Banks. I mean, I think...
That was a great match.
I think that match was the best match of Mania. I don't know if it should have main evented, but that definitely was the show stealer of that
match. Triple H Roman match was...
No, nah, that match was terrible.
Half an hour.
That was terrible. But that Charlotte, Becky, and Sasha match stole that Mania.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay, and I'm going to do something else with you guys with WrestleMania main events. I've got a list here written by John Duffy for Inside the Ropes. Shout out to Kenny McIntosh, who has ranked every WrestleMania main event from number 1 to 39. He's ranked it as from worst to best. All right. So I'm going to just ask you guys where you think worst is and leading up to where do you think the best is. And then I'll see if you guys are right and getting it right. So number 44, where do you think is the worst WrestleMania main event?
39.
Well, he's put 44 matches because there's been
two nights.
That.
Oh, okay. All
so right. Number 44 is he's ranked. This is the worst WrestleMania main event of all time. What match do you guys think that is? On top of your head. It doesn't matter if you're right or wrong.
No, I'd probably say Triple H and Roman Reigns. Or Roman Reigns and Undertaker.
Okay.
Oh, I'd say...
That should be 44.
Was that main event?
Yep.
Jesus.
Even if that's not in the list, that's the main event. Yeah. Needs to be there.
Scam?
I'd say Hogan Bundy.
Okay.
I'm thinking something involving Triple H.
Okay.
Or Roman Reigns in terms of this list.
I'm going to say the same, that Undertaker.
Number 44, the worst WrestleMania match of all time. Main event, sorry, the worst WrestleMania main event of all time, written by John Duffy for Inside the Ropes, was Hulk Hogan versus Yokozuna in 1993.
Oh, really?
WrestleMania 9, when he comes in and when he was like, oh, I'll take care of this, Brett.
Yeah,
and he beats him in like 9 seconds.
I mean, I wouldn't, yeah.
43. Does that count as a match, though?
I know.
Bro, that's
technically, yeah, you're right.
That's like saying... Drew McIntyre, Big Show, headlined Mania.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I know what you mean. 43. What do you think?
God knows.
I'm going to go with Hogan again. So it's a Hogan match. So you guys got to guess which Hogan match.
I'd say Hogan and Orndorff versus Piper and... No, Hogan and Mr. T versus Piper and Orndorff.
Okay. Max?
Tell you. I know if you've been Hogan matches.
Yeah. Maybe Hogan Slaughter.
Hogan Sid.
Sid.
WrestleMania 7. WrestleMania 8.
Serious, bro. 18.
And then number 42 is a Cena match.
So one of the Cena Rock ones.
Yeah.
No. Think. Think.
Is it controversial?
Think somebody that pissed off a lot of people that he got to the main event to face Cena. One of the reasons why the pipe bomb was born.
Miz.
Yeah, the Miz. Yeah.
Oh,
this guy's doing this for clicks, man.
You know what I mean?
The fact we haven't heard Roman Undertaker.
Fundamentally,
yet, so.
Nothing is worse than the Mr. T match, bro. That match ended in a disqualification, and that was the main event of a WrestleMania.
That was the first one. The Undertaker versus Sid is number 41. Must be 30. I don't think that match was that bad. 97. Then he's got Drew McIntyre versus Brock Lesnar.
Oh, come on. That was a good match.
I thought that was a good match.
What number is that, 40?
He said number 40, yeah. He said number 39.
What's this guy's name? Who wrote this list? John? Is it John?
John, what are you playing
John,
at? What's his name?
John Duffy.
What's his name? John Duffy, yeah? All right.
We're going to at John Duffy. I'm going to at you on social media.
We're going to talk about this list, John.
But he's also said Brett Yokozuna, WrestleMania 10. I think that was a brilliant match. I don't know what this was.
And it, what number is that?
Number 39, bro. He said.
And he still ain't said Roman Undertaker.
38, Triple H, Big Show, Rock, Mick Foley.
John's a liar.
He said 37, Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow. 36, Hogan versus Bundy. 35, Savage versus Ted DiBiase. Now, come on, this is ridiculous now. This match is brilliant. Then he said 34, Reigns versus Taker.
Too high.
Yeah.
33, Hogan versus Sergeant Slaughter.
Where's the Mr. T match?
32.
He must have really enjoyed it.
He said 32, Lesnar versus Reigns, first of many 34.
That wasn't a great match. It wasn't. But
he's trolling, bro.
H versus Orton. 25.
Was that the one you mentioned?
30. Savage versus Hogan. This guy's taking a piss. Hogan Savage was brilliant, bro. Nah, this guy, man. John, what are you doing? Triple H, Jericho, WrestleMania 18. Brett, Yokozuna, WrestleMania 9. When Yokozuna won. That match was brilliant. Austin versus Kevin Owens, 27.
What? Number 27?
Yeah.
That was an incredible match.
That was a fun match, man.
That was a spectacle.
But I guess he's ranking the best. There's been better matches than that, isn't it? So...
It's I mean, it wasn't about the match itself. It was the whole... The
entertainment.
Anyway. Yeah.
Well, was that worse than Reigns Taker?
No, he's saying Reigns Taker's worse than that.
He's saying Reigns Taker's
worse than that. Oh, it's... All right.
Yeah. Triple H versus, going from the bottom up.
Triple H versus Reigns. Wrestling 32. I saw that live, though, so... Hogan versus Warrior. 25. Number 25. Hogan versus Warrior. WrestleMania 5? 6. 6. WrestleMania 6. Batista versus Triple H, WrestleMania 21. That match was cool.
Where's that on the?
That's number 24. That's fair. I think that's fair ranking.
Okay.
23, Reigns versus Brock Lesnar.
Which one?
That's WrestleMania 38.
The most recent one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hogan versus Andre the Giant, 22.
Owens and WrestleMania 3. Steve Austin was better than that.
Oh, that's one. That Hogan and Andre main evented. But everybody said that it should have been Savage Steamboat.
Yeah, but I mean, at that time, an IC title wasn't going to have main event. But Savage Steamboat stole the show. They had the best match of the night, for sure. 21, The Rock versus Cena, WrestleMania 29. 20, Hogan and Mr. T versus Piper and Paul Orndorff, the top 20 WrestleMania main event
matches. You need to watch that match again, bro.
Edge versus Undertaker, WrestleMania 24. It's 19. Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair is number 18 at WrestleMania 35. I'm going to get you guys to guess number 10, the top 10. Cena versus Triple H at WrestleMania 22 is number 17. Okay. That was a good match. Brock Lesnar versus Kurt Angle at WrestleMania 19.
Fantastic match.
Yeah, at WrestleMania 19 is 16. Number 15, Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 13. Number 14 is Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, and Edge at WrestleMania 37. That was a great match. That was a really good match. The Rock versus John Cena.
In where?
It's number 13.
John.
Yeah. That's WrestleMania 28, isn't it? Yeah, that's the first one.
The first one.
That's the one, The Rock one. Number 12, Bret versus Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 12. That's a great match. The Iron Man match.
I want to see what comes above it, because that might be too low.
I hear you. Reigns versus Cody Rhodes, WrestleMania 39.
Number 10.
You were there live.
Number 10.
This is number 11. Max, you were there live.
Yeah.
Would you put that above the Iron Man match? I can understand if you did. Yeah.
Probably not.
You think Iron Man match is better than that?
Yeah.
Okay. I think as a match, the Iron Man match is better.
Yeah.
But in terms of
entertainment. Yeah.
Number 10, Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair for the SmackDown Women's Championship, WrestleMania 37.
It's good. Number 10.
This might be too low, but go on. For me personally.
Oh, so you're supposed to guess the top 10. All right, so you got the number 10. What's number 9, guys? Think about what has been mentioned so far. There's a certain trilogy that hasn't been mentioned.
Rock and Austin.
Which one do you think is number 9?
Not the last one. That's for sure.
It's got to be the first one.
Yes, WrestleMania 15. Mm-hmm. Then you've got number 8. What do you think number 8 is?
Austin Michaels.
Michaels, isn't it?
Taker.
Not Taker. Austin Michaels mentioned earlier.
Main events that Michaels has been in.
Think about all the main events Michaels been in.
Michael Diesel.
That's what's earlier. That was, yeah, that wasn't the main event either.
Is it Cena?
Yeah, Michael Cena is number 8. Number 7. You mentioned it earlier, Mex and Ute, when we were trying to discover a certain man's classic Mania matches.
AJ.
And?
Undertaker.
Yeah.
That's number, oh, Boneyard
that's
match.
That's number 7 in top 10.
John is bugging. But I respect it. But John is bugging.
John is fully bugging. Yeah. Ooh, number 6. This is personally one of my favourite WrestleMania matches. This is I would put this top 5 for me.
Is it one of Cena in it?
No Cena, no. Okay. This is a top 5 WrestleMania main event match for me. But for me, that doesn't mean that you guys will share the same sentiment.
That we haven't mentioned.
The final Rock and Austin, that didn't main event, did it?
No.
No. So there's only, two Rock. Mm. Yeah, only two Rock.
Is it Brock and Angle?
No, that's already been mentioned.
Been mentioned.
Is it?
Yeah. I think that was 16 or something.
What was it?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I was going to say Charlotte and Rhea.
Have they said all of the Roman Lesnar matches?
Yeah. I'll give you guys a clue. It's a triple threat match.
Oh, Benoit. I'm allowed to say Benoit.
Yes, you are. Yeah, Benoit, Sean, Triple H. This match was incredible.
It's a great Iron Man.
Shasta Knight, who stopped watching wrestling after the merger of WCW WWE and they ruined the invasion angle, so the Andrews stopped watching it. But what match did you watch with me at midnight, after midnight, to celebrate a certain man's...
I cried tears.
Yes, bro. But obviously this man also made us cry his tears afterwards for what he did to his wife and children. Anyway.
But did you think the rematch between the three was better?
This one was good.
The Mania one was...
was better.
Oh, wait!
Sorry, guys. Can you make sure you're talking to the mic, yeah?
Yes, yeah. Sorry, Scan. I was wrong. There isn't a match from the Reigns and... Brock Lesnar catalog that we haven't mentioned yet.
It has to be 31.
Number 5. One of the best WrestleMania matches as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That turned into the cash in with Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Number 4.
But technically, if we're going to go technically, then that actual main event was a triple threat match. If we're going by this whole Yokozuna logo. Yeah.
But They mentioned Seth in it. Number 4. This is a main event match that happened very recent. A certain somebody that's sitting with us was there live.
We said the one that I was there for.
It was 2 nights, baby.
Oh, what happened for the tag team match?
Oh, tag team match.
You put the tag team match where?
Number 4. That was a great match, though.
It was.
But I don't know about that being top 10. Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah. I don't know if that's a top 10 match.
Yeah.
Number 3. Jeez. I think you got to guess the top 3.
Oh, Take of Michaels.
So. That is in the top 3, but that's not number 3.
Is this what we're seeing? Because I'm thinking...
What do you think number 3 is?
I was going to say... And it depends on John. I was going to say...
It depends on John.
It 100% does.
Actually, I don't even know if this was the main event. It might not be.
Is it a triple threat?
No.
It's a one-on-one. It's a classic. It's a classic.
Oh, then I don't think it's this one.
Austin Rock.
Number 17.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
WrestleMania 17, Austin Rock is number 3. So, number 2. Another classic. But not a one-on-one match. Triple threat.
Brian Orton and Batista. I was there. That was
you were there,
match.
Weren't you?
30.
WrestleMania 30. 30.
Okay, yeah.
Finish the story. And number 1. Sorry. Number 1 is...
John needs to take time. Go on.
I'm just a sexy boy. And Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 26.
Even you mean Undertaker, right?
Yeah. I mean, sorry, Undertaker, Shawn Michaels. Yeah. Oh,
okay. I'd like to see that, though. I think I played like a video game where you could...
What did I say?
You said Shawn Michaels was a sexy boy.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels is Undertaker. Yeah,
I thought John was about.
John went a bit mad with this list, but there's some stuff on this list that we do agree with, John. So we're gonna give you a round of applause anyway for trying.
You sure you didn't find this on like a random Reddit or something? Was it like your legit website?
Website.
Oh, this is not AI generated.
I don't know if John's real. I might have met John before. Yes. If I have met you before, John, and I'm sorry. But
that's Johnny AI right there, bro.
AI. Before we sign off, I'm going to do a few more. I got this segment when I do the greatest. So it's a minute long. Kana, do you need to do anything before I start this?
No, I can do it. Yeah.
All right. So Zahir, we'll start with you because you're the guest. You're the special guest today. It's called the greatest. So I'm going to throw out a bunch of greatest this, greatest that. And you have to answer it as quick as you can.
Oh, quick fire round. I can't think that quick, man.
I'm going to set my alarm to a minute. Oh, before I start that, I was going to mention something. This is so random. I said earlier, before we started the podcast, I was going to talk to you something about Nigeria.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know that you guys are in the final? Yes. In African Nations?
Yeah.
My brother and I have reason to celebrate with you at that final.
Why?
Because, and you don't mind me talking about this, do you?
Yeah, do you want, man?
He went for a special DNA test.
Okay.
And we have found out that we are 49% Nigerian.
49,
just fully, basically.
Welcome.
I'm in the family now, man.
I'm in the family.
I'm almost.
You're almost
Nigerian.
Almost. Yeah. You want me to read out the real list?
So 49%
Nigerian.
What's your
4.5% Sierra Leone?
Okay.
4.2% West African. So I'm assuming maybe Ghana.
Yeah, maybe that's Ghana, Nigeria, Senegal, Cameroon.
24.8% South Asian. So
yeah,
India.
You can see that.
That's India. Yeah, you can see the India.
Yeah.
2.4 Inuit.
Oh, okay.
So Eskimos like igloo in the Manda.
Wow.
0.9 Nepal.
Nepal.
Okay.
And 6.9 Eastern European.
Okay.
6.7 English. I just think because that's we live here. I don't know.
Because my passport is red.
Yeah, because I'm here. And there is some Native American in there.
DNA.
Okay.
But that's our DNA. Shout out to K9 for you. All right. So here. Quick, rapid round. Greatest, all right? Let me set my timer. And then you're going to have to answer as quickly as you can before a minute is done. Are you ready?
Yes.
Greatest theme song of all time.
Undertaker's probably
the iconic. Greatest tag team of all time.
Heart Foundation.
Greatest WrestleMania match of all time.
Way too many. I'm gonna go with Taker, Shawn Michaels.
Greatest pay-per-view.
Canadian Stampede.
Greatest Intercontinental Champion.
Shawn Michaels.
Greatest Hardcore Champion.
Mick Foley.
Greatest European champion.
William Regal. That's the first person I think of when I think about that belt.
Greatest storyline in wrestling history.
Wherever the bloodline ends, I think is one of my favourites of all time.
Greatest women's champion.
Rhea Ripley, actually.
The greatest underrated talent in wrestling history.
Probably Kurt Hennig.
Kurt Hennig, as in Mr. Perfect.
It's a good show.
Oh, Ace is going to love you.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Zahir. That is your 1 minute done.
Sweet.
That is a good show.
So, yeah, I mean, would you say he's underrated?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, for what he can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, Zahir, I'll give you that. Scan.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try and switch up the questions a bit, man.
Oh, no.
Scan, greatest wrestling WWE documentary.
Flip, man. What's that one with Beyond Sutton? With,
Beyond the Mat.
Beyond the Mat, yeah.
Greatest wrestling memory.
Warrior popped into my head for some reason. Probably Warrior Hogan.
Greatest women's wrestling match.
Bianca Belair, Sasha Banks.
Greatest storyline that went nowhere. So it had potential, but it just ended up being dead.
Higher Power.
Yeah, I like that.
How it was supposed to go, it didn't go.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good answer. Greatest tag team that never became champions.
Rockers, technically.
Yeah. And greatest pay-per-view.
ECW One Night Stand, the first one.
Greatest pop you've ever had.
I've had or seen.
Okay, yeah, you've seen. Yeah, you should cover that.
Return of Austin?
Which one?
The one when he was heel and then he turned babyface again.
Thank you very much, Scan. That is your greatest moments. Tay, you ready?
Just about.
I should really write these down before. Because I'm going to the top of my head.
Thinking on the spot.
I'm thinking, what the hell am I going to ask these guys?
So
about?
Am I. Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me just set my top muscle. All right, Tay, you ready?
Sure, let's go.
Greatest African-American wrestler.
Kofi.
Greatest Indian wrestler. Or South Asian, I should say.
I don't even know.
You don't have a greatest South Asian wrestler?
No, I really don't.
Enough, anyone you can think, like Ali or Carl?
Ali was really good. I'll go with Ali then.
Greatest women's tag team champions?
Sasha and Trini. What's her actual name? Naomi.
Yeah, Naomi. Greatest match you've seen outside of WWE?
Ooh. You know, I don't really go that far out of WWE. I'll go with like the most random one. It was an indie one with Jeff Jarrett's GFW. Saw that live. Okay. It was an indie
the
one.
Global Force.
It had Nick Aldis in it. Okay. I can't remember who he was facing. But
probably
he was
came
really
out to Zahir's music. Came out to Zahir's music.
Thank you,
Shouts
royalties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Game of royalties. Greatest moment you've ever had in wrestling?
The greatest moment was me actually seeing The Rock live. And which that was at WrestleMania.
The one when he fought Bray Wyatt.
No. He fought John Cena. I hated the match.
Oh, you were there live for that. Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
But he came out, so yeah.
Greatest faction in wrestling?
Oh, corporate...
Ministry.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's your... That's your minute up. You took too long, Tay.
To be fair,
I'm asking you for some questions there. I did ask you up. Max. Oh, let me start this.
My brain moves too slow for this.
No, exactly.
Greatest faction in wrestling?
The Bloodline.
Greatest NXT match?
The North American ladder match, the very first one.
With Velveteen Dream and Ricochet. I was there. I saw that live.
Yeah,
favorite AEW memory?
The night. All Out 2021, where Adam Cole and Danielson debuted.
Greatest Intercontinental Champion?
I'm going to say Gunther.
Greatest United States Champion?
I'll go with John Cena.
Greatest NXT Champion?
Greatest NXT Champion? Finn Balor.
The greatest moment you've seen in your life, in terms of live?
Live?
Yeah.
Michael Oku versus Will Ospreay.
Ooh, that match would have been spicy.
For the Rev Pro.
That was in Rev
World
Pro.
Heavyweight Championship.
Greatest comeback in wrestling.
When you say comeback?
Like return.
The greatest return, CM Punk.
Really?
So yeah, AEW. I don't think there's anything that's going to ever beat that.
The greatest world champion.
I'm going to go left field. I'm going to say Triple H, Reign of Terror.
And lastly, the greatest feud in wrestling.
Greatest feud. Rock Austin.
Okay. Thank you, guys. That was the greatest. So here, thank you for joining us, man.
Nah, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Where can people find you in the socials if they want to follow you and get some songs made from you or want to collaborate with you?
Zahir Music. So Zahir music, literally the same everywhere.
What are you working on before you sign out? Anything you're working on? Not stuff that you can't talk about, but is there anything you can talk about that you're working on?
I've got a few releases coming up. So I don't just do wrestling music. So
yeah, I know that.
Other stuff as well. So I've signed up some remixes, which are coming out. I've got my own single releases as well. And then I've been working on a lot of entrance themes for a lot more of the independent guys.
Amazing.
I'm a big fan of like all the British wrestlers and obviously being around the scene and obviously I've been fortunate enough to do stuff like AEW and NWA and Impact, so got a bit of a like brand name that people are kind of reaching out to, which is so cool. But
keep going, man, because the word of mouth out there is spreading. A lot of these wrestlers are like, some wrestlers will message like, who made your theme, who did this, and they will tell
it's
their,
so much fun, man, because yeah. when you put it down and you've got like a character and a gimmick, and then you kind of like try to find a song to kind match of fit them, yeah. it's so much fun.
And you've got a really good relationship with Brian Cage. He came down because you're starting to wrestle now, am I right? I forgot to mention that earlier.
Yeah, that's right.
You're
yeah.
starting to wrestle now.
You can obviously see because
you're throwing your hat in the ring. You're wrestling, training. You're doing a lot of wrestling yourself. You've got a good relationship with Brian Cage, and you've got a really good relationship with Enzo Amore.
Enzo's cool, man. He's one of the coolest, nicest guys.
He's had you on his podcast. He's had you on his podcast.
Yeah, yeah. He brought me out to New Jersey, man. Yeah. Spent a week with him. I actually wrestled him as well, which was interesting. That was a crazy thing because I knew he didn't do it. I was like, oh, I haven't trained for a week and I've been eating, and he was like, you're gonna do it and it's gonna be the best thing you've ever done. Trust me. I was like, and then as soon as I walked through afterwards, I was like, yeah, you're right. Let's go wrestle again. Yeah. What are you doing tomorrow? Yeah. You're not going to.
I love that you come out your comfort zone. And
but he's cool. He's a big fan of my music, man. I was introduced him through Nick Aldis, and he was like, yeah, your beats are great, and you know when the time, you know when like you take things with a pinch of salt, right? It's like, oh yeah. You know, my music's great and I'll bring you out here and this, that, and the other. And I was like, yeah, cool, man. Didn't expect it, but he's a man of his word, man. And he's put me in touch with a lot of people as well. So, yeah, I'm very, very grateful. And he's down in, he's coming, I think, next week or the week after. So we've got some studio time.
Yeah, man.
Studio time booked in and he's doing a few things. So, yeah, it'll be cool to hang out with him in the UK.
Oh, man, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, man.
That's amazing.
Appreciate it.
Scan, where can people find you? And do you want to mention anything before you sign off?
We're just working at the moment, man. That's you know, there's stuff coming soon.
You own your own record label. You're doing your thing with Freshers.
Freshers got some stuff coming. I've got some stuff coming. Yeah. Mega Powers is cooking. Yeah. Like, I'm just staying active, man.
Staying active, baby.
So, I mean, you can find me if you want to follow what we're doing. You know, you can catch me at SKANDOUZ. And you can catch the Mega Powers at The Mega Powers TV on all socials.
Amazing.
I know, before we go, I know a producer is always looking for rappers to work with. So, yeah.
Tay. It's been a while, man.
I know.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
We'll do more of this consistently. Where can people find you on the socials? Is there anything you want to talk about before you sign up?
There is not. the Kick Out Podcast on Instagram.
Thank you very much. Max.
Yo.
Big, big year ahead of you this year. All the hard work you've done is finally paying off. You're getting your just due. You got the rest things, you got Kick Out, and you got Gorilla Position, and you also got your own podcast with WrestleMania UK. Tell us about more of what you'll be working on this year, and can you review anything else that you're working on this year?
It's just more content, trying to produce more different shows. Like, I've come to find out, as we just did, wrestling fans, we love lists, we love rankings, that's it. So, you know, I tend to just produce a lot of stuff around, you know, where we can rank things and debate about them. So
follow him, man.
Yeah, WrestleManiac UK on all platforms, and you'll just find me and what I'm doing all from there.
And yes, finally signing off, Ryan Skillet. Obviously catch me on the Kick Out, Gorilla Position, my own podcast, Skillet World, Retroholics. There's some other podcasts I'm probably forgetting to mention. I got a new album coming out, actually. I forgot to mention that.
I got
a new
album
in sometime in March. I will be throwing a big party, and all will be revealed soon about that. But yes, keep following us at The Kick Out Podcast. Keep staying tuned. We've got more content coming very soon.